It's Wednesday. I didn't know the Formula One was on this morning. It's Wednesday. Starts again. The 17th of September. It's my dad's birthday today. He died a few years ago. Not sure what age he'd be now. 91 or 2. Yeah, because my mum just turned 90, she was... Yeah, okay. With all this, and I'm not going to talk about it here, with all this referendum, independence issue. Ooh, yeah. Now, I'm recording binaurally, and if anyone picked up that last wind noise, that was... Blackbird chased another blackbird, and literally it lifted the hair on my head. I'm not joking. That's how close I was. I'm being distracted this morning. Start again. Rewind. My dad would have been high as a kite, praying for his dream. Anyway, it's another grey morning. Another grey, but again calm morning, and it's not really cold, it's that slight autumn chill in the air, but at the same time pleasant. Very nice indeed. Slept well last night again. Slept as well as having to get up twice, but at least I got back to sleep very quickly after. It's getting dark now, almost having to put the light on in the hall, the hallway, and in the bathroom this morning. Almost, not quite. But then it is overcast. Clear skies, it'd be fine. Spent a good part of the day yesterday pruning the trees down, taking them back. I think it's called pollarding, because there's coppicing, but that's different. This is pollarding. So I was up the extended, the big extended ladder yesterday with me loppers and me saw. I've more to do, but I can feel it in my shoulders this morning, tightness of using implements, let's say, at acute and unusual angles of my body. But I enjoy doing things like that. I don't mind climbing trees. I love climbing trees. Never grew out of it. I just don't get much opportunity, and I can't shim up anymore. I have to use ladders to get to the branches. I remember as a wee boy. Climbing up, sclimming, we called it. Sclimming up a tree trunk. Just your hands and your feet to grip on, no lower branches. And it was usually to nick apples and pears from orchards. You knew it was wrong, of course, but you didn't know it was a sin. Well, you did kind of know it was a sin. Being born Catholic, everything was a sin. You know, if you farted, it was a sin. Dirty boy, go to hell. No, no, my mum and dad weren't like that. No. But that was the kind of thing that happened. It still holds true to this day. So many little things that we do and we consider it a sin. That's a whole different piece of worry with that. Good to think about when you were young. The things we used to do, my goodness me. It's funny how your brain can store so much visual information of your past. I mean, goodness grief, if I actually went looking inside my head, oh. So much stuff locked away in there. Why? Why does the brain need to remember scrimming a tree at 6 or 7 year old? Why does it need to store that? Never going to use it again. It's like when I was, my time at college and so much information that I never used again in my life. And discarded because I wouldn't be able to remember facts and figures and formulae and, well, not the stuff that I never used anyway, but so the brain discarded that. Why does it keep a hold of so much vivid, colourful memories of our life as far back as wee toddlers? Does it save it for old age if we get that far in life? Because we don't all get that far in life to revert back to child again. Can't remember what you had for dinner yesterday, but you can remember what you did at 4 and 5 year old. It's crazy stuff. It's not just the good stuff it keeps not so good and bad and horrible things. It keeps them all. Even now, my mind's shoving stuff out to me, picturing things happening when I was young. I've opened the door, haven't I? That door probably leads to something like the TARDIS. Tiny door. Got volumes inside. Lying in wait. It's crazy stuff.